even as a beautiful Thursday draws to a close, dear listeners. This is Prem from Team Radio Sai, and joining me today is Sai Prakash. We welcome you to yet another episode of our weekly series, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. It is said that when someone speaks to you, you hear that person out. But when a master speaks, you listen. And that is our endeavor in this program. When Swami speaks, to give him all our attention, to give him all our concentration, and to absorb every word that he speaks, and try to reflect upon each of those beautiful messages that Swami gives. And it is always a pleasure when we have a huge group doing it together. It may be Sai Prakash and myself in the studio, in Swami's presence, of course. But it is the fact that we are being joined by you listeners from all across the globe that makes this a wonderful global study circle. Isn't it, Sai Prakash?
That's true. And it's really heartening to know that many of our listeners are taking to this program seriously. And I think study circle as such is a well-known practice in Sai circles, and it has been going on for many years. I mean, if you just think of it, the whole opportunity to listen to Swami, and that's what his compassion is so much that he has allowed us to record his talks so that we can listen to it, so that we can think of it. The moment Swami gives a discourse, we are not changing overnight, but he has given us the opportunity to listen to it again and again, and then ponder over it. And
absolutely, you know, as Swami would put it, Swami would say, "I am Satya Sai Baba. Mm-hmm. I am Satyam. Mm-hmm. When I speak, it is truth which speaks."
Very true.
And you know, you can hear about truth, or mm-hmm. you can have truth being described by 100 people, mm-hmm. but how different it is when truth itself speaks.
Very true.
And that is the joy of these divine discourses, and you know, that is the boon which technology has left us with, mm-hmm. that it is, you know, treasured so many of these wonderful discourses for us, for posterity. You know, we can always go back to it. And some of these things are, as we have always put it, so crystal clear that I don't think there can any clarity can be added to it.
Very true.
And it is indeed a joy to listen to these discourses again and again.
As I mentioned earlier, if you look at the monumental work of Viveka Chudamani by Adi Shankara, you read the entire 500 shlokas, and then you go through this series of discourses which Swami has given in 1990. You just realize that Swami has covered all those points, that Swami has brought out every aspect with so much more love. I mean, he has made it so accessible to us. Possibly at the time when Adi Shankara wrote the Viveka Chudamani, the common language was Sanskrit, and people understood directly from Sanskrit. But really, when I read it, I found it difficult to comprehend. But when you actually go through this series of discourses, step by step, in the 16 discourses that Swami gave in that series, step by step, how Swami has first, you know, inspired us to adhere to truth and dharma. And then he starts actually telling the truth about ourselves, and how he is in this, now that we have come to the third discourse, he has dealt with only one aspect, that is the body. And eventually he will go on to the mind, the senses, and the other upadhis, as Swami often says, instruments.
And I think the advantage for us is that this entire process of we trying to unravel ourselves and trying to comprehend that truth which is incomprehensible, it is entirely based on our devotion for Swami. Because, as, you know, as we would always tell it on radio, people become seekers, seek for lifetimes together, and then find God. Mm. But ours is a reverse case. You know, we have found God, and because we have found God, we want to seek. Because we want to have the complete advantage of finding God in our lives. Mm. And having that devotion as the basis for the study is an added advantage we have.
Very true. So should we just go on to the next segment, or do you want to summarize?
Maybe we'll just summarize this discourse as far as we've come today.
Okay.
It's a wonderful discourse which Swami starts by telling how one should perceive one's body.
Yes.
You know, as a temple, as a treasure chest, which holds in it one of the most precious of treasures. And having this as the basis, Swami goes on to say that how important it is to take care of the body.
Yes.
You know, just like the treasure chest or the locker, which you would take care of, because it houses something very precious.
Mm.
That very same way you have to take care of this body.
Mm.
And then Swami goes on to say how to take care of this body.
Okay.
You know, what are the things where Swami says that this body is a limited company.
Mm.
The body has its limits. The body has, you know, certain moderations which are very important.
Correct.
And then Swami says excessive eating, excessive talking, you know, too much of sleep, too much of anything is bad.
Correct.
And as a pointer to this, even the physical body is in such a way that, you know, a certain temperature range is there. Beyond that, the body, you consider the body unwell.
Correct.
There's a certain range for blood pressure. Beyond or beneath that, the body is considered sick. This itself shows that, you know, even what you take in to the body, be it through food or through the things you see, the work you give it, all has to be in a certain moderation.
Correct.
And then, you know, Swami goes on to say beautifully that one of the reasons why we go into these extremes is that we think that by means of these extremes, we can actually, you know, reach the goal.
Correct.
And Swami says it's absolutely, you know, utterly a fallacy. It is not so. You know, the body has to be given its due respect.
Correct.
And the seeking has to be given the due time and the due honesty and diligence.
We start realizing how different the two are.
Right. And, you know, how different the approach is. And that's very beautifully Swami clears that idea. And then going on to this, deeper into this fact of how to take care of this body. You know, Swami talks about the importance of sealing on desires.
Correct.
You know, how that is such an important thing. And in fact, that was one of the programs that Swami started on a very large scale.
Correct.
And in fact, even today, even this morning when we were going through the 9-point code of conduct, which Swami has given to all devotees of Swami, he says that I want all devotees to follow these things. In that, one of the main points, the final and the most important point, is sealing on desires.
Okay.
You know, should always see that, are we using more than we need? Are we able to optimize our usage and reduce wastage? That is one of the points that Swami has given, on the 9 points for devotees. So I think that's pretty much,
in a way, the sealing on desires is the solution to all problems of today.
Exactly.
Is the solution. So the moment the rich start thinking that, yes, this is what I require, this is what I need, let me help others with the excess that I have, then automatically the society becomes.
And you know, the emphasis of sealing on desires, which Swami has, is a very, very individualized concept.
Okay.
You know, Swami says it's from the source, it's not from the force. In fact, you know, when I was going through a discourse, where Swami was talking about the concepts of socialism and communism.
Okay.
You know, even there, there's actually this concept of sealing on desires. Swami says that was the basis of that whole theory. There were a certain set of people who said that there is a section of society which uses more than it requires.
Very true.
And there is the have-nots who are suffering because of this. So they said, yeah, they said, snatch it from those who have more and give it to those people, you know, socialism and communism. Swami said the problem was the sealing on desires was being enforced on people. It had to come from the source. And you know, when it comes from the source, then it becomes a very harmonious living.
Correct.
In fact, that is the program which Swami has started in. You know, literally, some of us know that it is sealing on desires, but I think most devotees who come, automatically that introspection starts, and sealing on desires is actually something which happens in the process of devotion itself.
Now, see, the very beautifully here, sealing on desires, Swami is talking of as an individual practice. And when somebody practices sealing on desires as an individual, the impact it has on society is totally different.
Right.
And means if each individual starts doing this sealing on desires, the impact it has on society, he has just left that part because that's bound to happen.
And in fact, Swami makes a very, very profound statement when he says, sealing on desires is a sign of a cultured society.
Correct.
You know, that's a very profound statement because Swami is saying that because a good society is something which is self-sustainable.
Correct.
You know, which does not use up all its resources. It has a kind of sensibility inbuilt in that society, and that will come with sealing on desires in the individual level.
Simple living, high thinking.
Right, absolutely.
That's what,
you know, as we would put it lightly, the man today is simply living and hardly thinking.
Okay.
Swami emphasizes on simple living and high thinking.
Really. That's amazing. I think you should go on to the next segment.
Yes, we'll go to the next clip. This is the 5th clip
Okay.
which we have in that discourse. We will listen to it and at the other side of the discourse clip, we will reflect on what Swami says.
Vidyarthulara, deham yokka visishtatanu manam alakshyam cheyakoodadu.
Dear students, do not ignore this special aspect of
human.
In this world, everything is important.
Are
we ignoring everything?
Led. Anityam asukam lokam mim prapya bhajaswamam anedi. Anityam asukam ee rendu vidhi roopamtona chernatundi ee jagattu. Kanuka deham ante oka devalayamga bhavinchi,
consider body as a temple.
Ee devalayam elanti devalayamu?
What type?
Nadiche devalayamu.
This is a walking temple.
Permanent devalayam kaadu.
This is not a fixed temple.
Ekkada nadustunte akkanta devudu unnadu.
Wherever you go, you are carrying God with you.
ఈ మూవింగ్ టెంపుల్,
దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ మూవింగ్ టెంపుల్.
ఇలాంటి దేవాలయమును మనం సార్థకమైన రీతిగా మనం అనుభవించాలి.
వి హావ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ దిస్ సేక్రెడ్.
ఏది చేసినా దేవుడు ఉన్నాడు లోపల.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు డు,
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు డు, కన్సిడర్ దట్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ యు.
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం లేకుండా
యు షుడ్ హావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
లోక విశ్వాసం చేతనే మనం జీవితాన్ని గడపటం చేత,
without self confidence, only with confidence in the world,
అశాంతికి గురి అయిపోతున్నాము.
We are subjected to grief and lack of peace.
గోడ కట్టాలంటే పునాది భద్రంగా ఉండాలి.
If we want to construct a wall, there is need for good foundation.
గోడ భద్రంగా ఉంటాలి.
Then only wall will
గోడ భద్రంగా ఉండినప్పుడే మనం రూఫ్ భద్రంగా వేయవచ్చును.
Only when the wall is safe, the roof can be
భద్రంగా ఉండినప్పుడే నివాసం అందులో ధైర్యంగా చేయవచ్చు.
We can live happily only when the roof is safe.
కనుకనే self confidence foundation.
Self-confidence is the foundation.
Self-satisfaction, the wall.
Self-satisfaction, the wall.
Self-sacrifice, the roof.
Self-sacrifice, the roof.
Self-realization, life.
Self-realization is the life.
Kanuka manamu self, self, self. Self ante emti?
What do you mean by self?
Rendu rakamulainatundi self lu unnai ikkada.
There are two types of self.
Ekacharamainatundi self, I, oka self.
One-lettered self, I, is one self.
ఇంకా రెండవది EYEI, ఇది మూడు అక్షరముల యొక్క ఐ.
ది అదర్ వన్ ఇస్ ది త్రీ లెటర్డ్ సెల్ఫ్ EYE.
ఐఏ బాడీ.
ది త్రీ లెటర్డ్ ఐ ఇస్ ది బాడీ.
ఏకాక్షర ఐఏ ఆత్మ.
ది వన్ లెటర్డ్ ఐ
ఏకం సత్యం విమలం అచలం సర్వది సాక్షిభూతం.
దిస్ వన్ లెటర్డ్ ఐ ఈజ్ ఎ విట్నెస్ టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్.
ఐ అనేటువంటి ఏకాక్షరము సర్వులు ఎందు ఉంటుండాలి.
The one letter I exists in every human being.
ఈ మూడు అక్షరములు ఐ కొంతమందికి లేకుండా ఉండవచ్చును.
Some people may not have this three letter
I. కొంతమంది ఉండి కూడాను కేటరాక్ట్ రావచ్చును.
Some people may get cataract in spite of their
having it. వేరే వేరే దోషములు అందులో ప్రారంభము కావచ్చును.
And there may be some other
కాని యోగి భోగి జోగి విరాగి బైరాగి సర్వులు ఎందుకు కూడాను ఈ ఏకాక్షర ఐ సమంగానే ఉంటుండాలి.
Whether it is yogi, bairagi or all sorts of people have this I equally and uniformly.
ఇప్పుడు ఒక్కటి భగవతే అని నేను పిలిచాను, ఆయన నేను ఐ అంటాడు.
Now I call భగవతే, he raises his hand and say I.
హక్ సార్ అని పిలిచాను, నేను ఐ అంటాడు.
I say హక్ సార్, he raises his hand and says I.
అర్జున్ గుప్తా అని పిలిచాను, ఐ అంటాడు.
అర్జున్ గుప్తా I just call, he says I.
చిక్బర్ అని పిలిచాను, ఐ అంటాడు.
చిక్బర్ I say, he raises his hand.
భగవతే, హక్ సార్, సింగ్, చిక్బర్ రూపనామములు వేరు అయినప్పటికీ అందరి నుండి ఐ ఐ ఐ అనే ఒక జవాబు ఒక్కటిగానే వచ్చింది.
ద నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ పీపుల్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ బట్ ది వర్డ్ ఐ
రూపనామములు వేరు అయినప్పటికీ ఈ ఐ అనేటువంటిది అందరి ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటిది ఒక్కటే ఒక్కటే.
దేర్ మే బి డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ ద నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్.
దానిని వేదాంతం ఏకం సత్ విప్రా బహుధా వదంతి.
దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ది ఫిలాసఫీ సేస్. There is only one thing which is existing. Scholars
యువకులు ఈనాడు యూనిటీ ఇన్ డైవర్సిటీ, అనేకత్వంలోని ఏకత్వాన్ని మనము అనుభవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
వీ షుడ్ ఎంజాయ్ యూనిటీ ఇన్ డైవర్సిటీ.
ఈ ఏకత్వమును అనేకత్వంగా భావించడం చేతనే ఈ అశాంతికి గురి అయిపోయింది లోకం.
వీఆర్ లూజింగ్ పీస్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ కన్సిడరింగ్ యూనిటీ.
పాకిస్తాన్ వేరు, ఇండియా వేరు, రష్యా వేరు, చైనా వేరు, అమెరికా వేరు అని ఈ రకమైనటువంటి భేదములు ఉండవచ్చును, కానీ అన్ని కలిసి ఒకే భూమి పైన ఉండాలి కదా.
వెన్ యూ గో ఆన్ బ్రింగింగ్ అబౌట్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ దట్ పాకిస్తాన్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, రష్యా ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్,
ఈ రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఏకత్వానికి మనం పెంచుకుంటే ఈ భిన్నత్వంలో ద్వేషములు కాని, అసూయలు కాని, క్రోధములు కాని ఉండడానికి అవకాశమే ఉండదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ డెవలప్ యూనిటీ దెన్ దెర్ విల్ నాట్ బి రూమ్ ఫార్ ఎనీ క్వారల్స్ అండ్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండింగ్.
స్కై ఈజ్ వన్ బట్ స్టార్స్ ఆర్ మెనీ, నేషన్స్ ఆర్ మెనీ బట్ ఎర్త్ ఈజ్ వన్, బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ మెనీ బట్ ఈజ్ వన్. ఈ రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం భావించుకుంటే నిజమైనటువంటి ఆనందం మనలో ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంది.
The real bliss will well up in our own heart when we see unity in the entire diversity.
Vidyarthulara, idi chaala pavitramaina vayasu.
Dear students, youth is most precious.
Binna bhavamulaku ye maatram kodu avakasam ivvakoodadu.
We should not give room for any differences in thoughts.
Ee vidhamainatti maarpulaku moola kaaranamu anarogyame.
It is lack of good health which is giving room for
chudaraki deham pushtiga kanipinchavachunu.
Apparently the body may be
మానసిక తత్వం చాలా బలహీనంగా ఉండవచ్చును,
బట్ ది మైండ్ మే బి వీక్.
మనము హెల్తీ బాడీ లోపలే హెల్తీ మైండ్ ఉంటాడు.
దేర్ కెన్ బి హెల్తీ మైండ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ హెల్తీ బాడీ.
మన బాడీ ఏ విధమైనదిగా ఉంటుందో దానిలో వచ్చేటువంటి భావాలు కూడా ఆ రకమైనటువంటిగానే వస్తుంటాయి.
ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్ యూ గెట్ విల్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ది టైప్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్.
మంచి పుష్టిగా సంతృష్టిగా ఉండేటువంటి దేహం నుంచి దృఢమైనటువంటి సంకల్పాలు మనకు ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటాయి.
ఇఫ్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ హెల్తీ అండ్ స్టడీ దెన్
బలహీనమైన దేహం నుంచి అన్ని అనుమానాలే ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటాయి.
ఫ్రమ్ ఎ వీక్ మైండ్ ఓన్లీ డౌట్స్ ఎమర్జ్.
కనుక మనము మనకు మనమే బలులమా లేక అబలులమా అనే విషయాన్ని మనం విచారించుకోవచ్చు.
ఈచ్ వన్ కెన్ క్వశ్చన్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్,
నీ సంకల్పం ఎట్టిదిగా ఉంటుందో నీ బలం అట్టిదిగానే ఉంది.
యువర్ థాట్స్ విల్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెస్ ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్ బాడీ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్.
కనుకనే యద్భావం తద్భవతి అన్నారు.
దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ ది థాట్స్ దట్ యు గెట్ డిపెండ్.
దేహము అనిత్యమే, నీటి బుడగే, అశాశ్వతమే, మలినమే, కానీ ఇందులోపలనే ఒక రత్నము, ఒక దివ్యము, ఒక భవిత్వము, ఒక దివ్యత్వమైనటువంటి ఆత్మతత్వము ఉంటుండాలి.
ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ వీక్, ఇట్ ఇస్ అ వాటర్ బబుల్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్ నో డౌట్.
దాని నిమిత్తమై మనం ఈ దేహాన్ని మనం కాపాడుకోవాలి.
బట్ వీ హావ్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ పర్మనెంట్ ఆత్మ విచ్ రిసైడ్స్ ఇన్
ఒక పెట్టికి. ఒక వెలుగు ఉంటుండదు.
దేర్ మే నాట్ బి మచ్ వాల్యూ ఫర్ ఇట్.
వెలలేని ఇనుప పెట్టె లోపల చాలా విలువైనటువంటి నగలు పెట్టాము.
మోస్ట్ ప్రెషియస్ జ్యువెలరీ ఇస్ కెప్ట్.
ఆ నగల నిమిత్తమై ఇనుప పెట్టెను మనం కాపాడుకోవాలి.
We have to take care of this iron safe for the sake of the jewelry which it contains.
అందులో ఏమాత్రము విలువైన నగలు లేకపోతే ఇనుప పెట్టెను మనం కాపాడనక్కర్లేదు.
If there is no jewelry in the iron safe, no need for taking care of.
ఇది ఇనుప పెట్టె వంటిది.
Body is something like an iron safe.
ఇందులో ఒక భద్రమైనటువంటి ఒక ఆత్మ ఉంటుండాలి.
There is ఆత్మ which is so.
దాని నిమిత్తమై ఈ దేహాన్ని మనం కాపాడుకోవాలి.
For the sake of ఆత్మ we have to take care of the body.
జీవితం కోసం మనం భుజించాలి కానీ ఆహారం కోసం జీవించరాదు.
వి హావ్ టు పార్టేక్ ఫుడ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, వి షుడ్ నాట్ లివ్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్.
ఈనాడు చాలా మంది కేవలము ఆహార నిమిత్తమే జీవించినట్టుగా భావిస్తున్నారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ థింక్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఫర్ ఈటింగ్.
మనకు నిజముగా ఆత్మభావమే, ఆత్మవిశ్వాసమే ఉంటుంటే ఆహారం మన దగ్గరికి నడుచుకుని వస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ఆత్మ, ఫుడ్ వాక్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ అప్ టు యూ.
అన్నం కోసం మనం వెతకడానికి అక్కర్లేదు.
వి నీడ్ నాట్ సర్చ్ అండ్ వర్క్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్.
అందుకోసమనే వేదాంతం నందు, భాగవతం నందు కూడాను ఆత్మ కోసం వెతికేటువంటి వాడు గోపి, అన్నం కోసం వెతికేటువంటి వాడు పాపి అన్నారు.
దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ భాగవత ఇట్ సెడ్ వన్ హూ సీక్స్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ గోపి, వన్ హూ సీక్స్ ఫుడ్ ఈజ్ ఎ పాపి.
ఆత్మాన్వేషణకై మనం వచ్చి అన్నాన్వేషణ జరుపుతున్నాము.
We have come here for inquiring into Atma, and but we are inquiring into food alone.
Atma anugraham unte anna anveshana sarpanakkaraledu.
If you only inquire after Atma, you need not search for food at all.
Puttinchina vaadu pettalekapothada?
The one who has given birth to you, will he not?
Ee vishwasanni manam balaparchukovali.
We should develop firm faith in this kind of thinking.
Nayana, ninnu neevu telusuko, ninnu neevu chusuko, ninnu neevu gurtinchuko ani neeku bodhisthu vachindi Vedantam.
Vedanta has taught you, child, take care of yourself, think about yourself, find out who you really
are.
ఈ
సత్యాన్ని విస్మరించారు మానవుడు.
But man has given up this truth.
ఒరే బాబు, నీ ముఖాన్ని నువ్వు చూసుకోరా ఎట్టుందో అని అద్దం చేతికిస్తే ఆ అద్దాన్ని ఇంకొకరి ముఖం ముందు పెట్టేస్తే నీ ముఖం ఎట్ట కనపడుతుంది.
Child, have a look at your own face in this mirror. And when the mirror is shown to someone else, how can you get your own face? ఇమేజ్
నీ ముఖం నువ్వు చూసుకోలేదు. నీ ముఖాన్ని చూసుకునే నిమిత్తమే నీకు అందించినటువంటి బుద్ధి అనే అర్థాన్ని పరల ముఖం ముందు పెడుతున్నావు.
ఇంటలెక్ట్ విచ్ ఈస్ గివన్ యాజ్ ఎ మిర్రర్ టు సీ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
అందువల్ల నీ దోషములు నీకు గుర్తించుకోవడానికి వీలు కాలేకుండా పోతుండవి.
దట్ ఈస్ వై యూ హావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ హూ యూ రియలీ ఆర్.
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని మనం బలపరచుకోవాలి.
డెవలప్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
ఈ ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం ఉండినప్పుడే మనకు ఆనందము లభ్యమవుతుంది.
సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ అలోన్ కెన్ కన్ఫర్ బ్లిస్.
విచారము ఏమాత్రమూ మనం చేయకూడదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ వరీ.
ధైర్యంతో వచ్చినటువంటి కష్టములు నష్టములు దుఃఖములను ఎదుర్కోవడానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క బలము సంపాదించుకోవాలి.
యూ షుడ్ డెవలప్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు ఫేస్ ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విత్ కరేజ్.
అందువల్లే మన ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సిస్టమ్ లోపల 4 F's అని చూబోధించాము.
That is why 4 F's have been taught in our education system.
మొదటి F, follow the master. నీ కాన్షియన్స్ ను ఫాలో చేయి.
Follow the master, follow your conscience.
రెండవది face the devil.
Second one is face the devil.
Third F, fight to the end.
Third one is fight till the end.
Fourth F, finish the game.
Fourth, finish the game.
ఇది నీ యొక్క నిజమైనటువంటి తత్వం.
This is the
ఈ విషయంలో నీవు నిరంతరం కూడా చదువును సాధిస్తూ రావాలి.
You have to make real progress in these 4 directions.
ఏమిటి ఈ చదువులు?
What is the type of
ఆంగ్ల చదువుల లోపల ABC అని ఉండాలి.
In the education you have got ABC.
ఈ ABCD యొక్క అంతరార్థం ఏమిటి?
What is the inner meaning of ABC?
Always be careful.
Always be careful is the inner meaning of ABC.
మనం ఉండవలసింది. ఇది వేదాంతం నందు ఉత్తిష్టత అజాగ్రత్త అప్రాప్య వరాన్య బోధత. జాగ్రత్త అజాగ్రత్త జాగ్రత్త.
The same thing has been told in Vedanta. Arise, awake and stop not till thy goal is reached. Awareness, awareness.
ఇలాంటి చదువుల లోపల సంస్కృతికి సంబంధించినటువంటి చదువులు మనం చదవాలి.
We have to undertake study associated with culture.
Wow, it's so amazing. I just feel we don't have to stop. Everything is so clear and so lucid.
You know, Swami starts by saying that yes, you know, the body is impermanent, the body is not Sashvatam, as Swami would say it,
mm-hmm.
but that way everything else is impermanent.
Yeah.
You know, Swami says your bank account is impermanent, your job is impermanent. Does that mean that you do not care about it, you do not give it the enough, you know, what is necessary, attention is not paid to it? So Swami says, you know, it been very beautifully, Swami is not telling that stop paying attention to that. A balance, you know, throughout this discourse, that is the word which actually shines forth, you know, balance. Swami saying you should know how much is not too much.
No, there's a slight extrapolation from here, but I remember Swami actually mentioning once, I think it was in Kodaikanal, so Swami was actually mentioning he had gone to the ashram of a very of a spiritual saint.
Okay.
Swami had gone there for visiting because they had requested. So Swami had gone there. And when Swami went there, the head of the ashram did not come to welcome Swami, and there were others who were there. When Swami went inside, he mentioned to Swami that, Swami, since you and I are one, I have not physically come to welcome you. Swami was very happy, and then he asked a question in reply. He asked, if you really believe you and me are one, then why did you do this extra decoration in this ashram? He had no answer, because if you really believe that you and I are one, why did you make this extra effort to do any decoration? We are one after all. So in the same way here he says everything in this world is impermanent. On that account, are we neglecting such things? So are we really 100% believing and then doing it? I mean, people just speaking for the sake of speaking, it doesn't really hold value.
Very true, you know. And even as we're going through this discourse, I'm just reminded of what some of the teachers were sharing yesterday. You know, about Swami was telling the students, that was in the early 70s, Swami would tell them how he would want boys to dress, you know, would be having a clean shaven face, how you should be fresh. And in that, you know, so beautifully, now we all wear whites. We know that is what Swami likes. But how Swami brought the idea that, you know, Swami likes whites. You know, Swami would say you should wear clothes so that even animals do not get scared of you.
Okay.
You know, Swami was saying flashy colors. You know, people, birds and animals, should not get scared of you. Swami used to say. And then Swami would say, but at the same time, you should not wear clothes which are very ordinary. Swami said, you should have wear clothes such that if a villager sees you and wants to come and ask you something, he should not hesitate. You know, that's how Swami put it. You might not be very, very well dressed. At the same time, you're not very badly dressed also.
Okay.
So people should feel comfortable to come and approach you. You know, so beautifully Swami had put it.
And of course, white, as he has always said, if there is one spot also, it gets highlighted.
Right.
So purity, it stands for purity. So I think then Swami actually moves on into self-confidence, self-sacrifice, and self-realization. Self-satisfaction, self-sacrifice, and self-realization. So he compares it to the house, and how self-confidence is the foundation.
Right.
And this Swami has spoken many times. He has given this analogy about self-confidence, and he always says that confidence in the self is actually self-confidence.
Right.
I mean, there are many occasions when actually Swami has spoken about Abraham Lincoln. You know, it's very interesting to note, one of the devotees who came here, he said that he came to Swami way back in the 60s.
Okay.
And he was actually living in the US. He is an Indian. And he had come to India for his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And after his marriage, a group of youngsters, they were there, and then they heard that there is God on earth. God is there on earth.
Okay.
So immediately he took the journey to come from Bangalore to Parthi to see Swami. And he came there because they absolutely knew nothing. And few of them came, youngsters came, and they got down at Penakonda, and from there they walked.
Mm-hmm.
They walked all the way from Penakonda to Parthi. And when they actually reached Parthi, it was in the early 60s. So you can imagine nobody here in Parthi. And Swami was in his room upstairs, and there was one person at the door. So they said, we have come, we want to meet Baba. Then he said, just hold on. He went upstairs. He said, Swami, a group of young. Swami said, send them in.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually went upstairs.
Okay.
And Swami was sitting there, and then Swami was speaking to them. But the interesting part was, he said at that point when he went inside, he noticed a photo of Abraham Lincoln in Swami's room.
My God.
In the early 60s. Can you believe that? And throughout in his discourses, Swami has mentioned many times about Abraham Lincoln. Now, the reason I'm saying this is his story, Abraham Lincoln's story, is linked with self-confidence.
Right.
And Swami often would tell us that his mother was a tailor and she would mend clothes.
Right.
And so his clothes would often, you know, have some of those mending, and other children would make fun of him. And then one day he was crying, and his mother taught him, you should be strong, you should be confident. This is not what is important. Your self-confidence is important. And Swami would mention that that you should be truthful and you should have confidence in yourself. And I think that is what made him what he was.
Very true. In fact, you know, if you look at the examples of Swami quotes, you're talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
In fact, once when we were trying to do something on self-respect,
mm-hmm.
we were looking at Swami's discourses, and at least four or five places, every time Swami spoke about self-respect, Swami quoted Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
And you know, whenever Swami quotes an example, even though it will be to portray one quality, it will also be a complete personality.
Correct.
Because if you look at Abraham Lincoln, I'm sure many people would have gone through a childhood like Abraham Lincoln, and because of their self-confidence would have achieved. But just as an aside point, if you look at Abraham Lincoln, he is credited to have brought the change of, you know, that racism was removed from America because of his efforts.
Correct.
The divide between the blacks and the whites.
Correct.
He removed it.
Mm.
And there again, it was actually this self-confidence which actually was his real weapon.
100%.
Because he was trying to bring in a change which was revolted in the society. You know, people were not ready to accept it. But he said, I believe it from my deepest chambers within my heart, that this is the right thing.
Correct.
That this has to be done.
Mm.
And you know, that self-confidence, his self-confidence was used in such a huge way, and it has impacted the life of so many people down the generations.
In fact, there is that famous letter where Lincoln actually writes to the school teacher who is going to teach his son.
Okay.
And there is one paragraph, the whole letter is very beautiful. I'd just like to read out one small paragraph from that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Try to give my son the strength not to follow the crowd when everyone else is doing it. Teach him to listen to everyone, but teach him also to filter all that he hears on a screen of truth and take only the good that comes through." I mean, the values are so impeccable, and no wonder Swami is quoting his life as an example for.
Right. Very true.
So, and I think it goes back to his childhood where his mother taught him what exactly is self-confidence. So, that.
In fact, you know, the words of his mother, as Swami would say it, she says that, you know, we don't have any money. We don't have anything. But you have something which nobody can take away from you. And Swami says that is self-respect.
Oh.
Okay, nobody can take it away from you. This is your wealth. You know, you place all your confidence on this self-respect. That's what his mother says. What valuable advice. And you know, interestingly, when you translate this word self-respect or self-confidence in Telugu or in Sanskrit, it is always Atma Gauravam.
Correct.
You know?
Atma Vishwasam.
Atma Vishwasam Atma Gauravam. Which, you know, it is inbuilt within the language that it is confidence you place
on the Atma.
On the Atma.
Amazing. You know, talking of self-sacrifice, Swami always says, na karmana, na prajayadhane, na tyagene ke amrutatva manushuhu. He says, it is, sacrifice is most essential. And oftentimes Swami quotes two examples. One is about the blood in the human body. He says, sacrifice, if the blood that is flowing in our body says, I am attached to this place, I will not move from here, you know, then you get a blood clot, which spoils the health of the entire system. So he says, blood has to move, then only the body is healthy. Similarly, money has to move. He said, the moment you start taking money and, you know, putting it under your cot, under your bed, and then sleep on it and feel comfortable on it, I mean, some way or the other, the money is going to go out of your hands. Either you get a problem, health problem, or whatever. God has his ways of balancing everything. But he says, since you have earned this money from the society, that sacrifice, to give it back to the society, only when that money flows, and that money flows, then there is good health.
I don't know, there's one very beautiful incident. I think we've narrated it before on radio. One of our seniors were sharing it with us. One day, H.M. Swami was sitting in old bungalow in Vrindavan and narrating this very lesson. He was teaching this very lesson. And Swami said, money has to flow. And Swami said, it's like water. Water which is stagnant, you know, becomes unworthy of any use. But when it is flowing, that is when it is freshest. Okay, and Swami said, money is like that. Money has to flow. Okay, and Swami had taught this lesson verbally. But how beautifully Swami portrayed it was very wonderful, you know. It seems that morning, one Brahmin had come for Swami's darshan. Okay, and he wanted to perform the Upanayanam of his son.
Okay.
And he had lost all his wealth during those floods, very famous floods in Godavari in the 70s, one of the most massive floods. Swami also had launched a very expansive seva during that catastrophe. So this person had come and he said, see, I've lost everything, but I want to perform the Upanayanam for my son. So he said, I want 2,000 rupees. So he came to one of the senior lecturers in the Vrindavan College and he said, can you, sir, please go and tell Swami that I need 2,000 rupees. Okay, and this person, in very, very humbly and honestly, he said, nobody can go and ask Swami on behalf of anybody else. But sir, definitely I'll pray for you. When I'm in Swami's presence, I will mentally pray, and I'm sure you also pray, and Swami himself will answer your prayer. You know, you don't have to seek anybody else's assistance for that. You pray, and since you've told me, I'll also pray. Swami will answer your prayer. Okay, so it's in that morning, that's what he did. You know, he was standing inside bungalow. Swami came and he made a mental prayer to Swami. So Swami went out for darshan and Swami came back with a bunch of letters.
Okay.
And then Swami was Swami is talking about this lesson before you went for darshan, so he continued after the darshan. Okay, Swami said, see, I was telling about money should flow and all that. And Swami said, today morning, you know what happened? And Swami narrated this whole incident. That so-and-so came, he went to such and such a person, he was there, that lecturer was there, he came to him, and you know, and Swami said, see, that person's desire was pure. He wanted to do the Upanayanam for his son. And this lecturer's prayer also was pure. Okay, so selflessly he prayed. So I wanted to answer the prayer. Okay. Then Swami said, so when I went for darshan, Swami said, I took with me 2,000 rupees. Okay, and I gave it to that Brahmin. And Swami said, I took 120 rupee notes. Okay, and gave it to that Brahmin. And as Swami was narrating this, Swami was like, sifting to the pile of letters he had, and he just picked out one envelope from there. And Swami said, what did I give that Brahmin? Swami said, I gave 2,000 rupees, 120 rupee notes. And Swami opened that envelope, and there were 120 rupee notes there. Swami said, see, somebody has given me. So when you give, it will come.
What a lesson. What a lesson.
And Swami said, this is how money has to be spent.
How beautiful, isn't it? Wow. No, just thinking of it, Swami says, my life is my message. I think we have to go back to that statement every time. You know, just trying to think of it slightly different. Every activity we did as students, self-confidence. See, we wanted to build that confidence in Swami, that mana pillalu. And he would, actually, he would always put it way above what we are capable of achieving. We did it to satisfy him, self-satisfaction. If you think that Swami is the self in us, we did it to satisfy Swami. See, that's what, when somebody asked me, what is the greatest, what is the most unique part of the education system here? The thing is, Swami taught us how to be good and what it means to be good. And the reward for being good was proximity to Him. Now, in the physical absence of Bhagwan, we look within. Like, during our student days, during our this thing, whatever we did, oh, if we do that, Swami will be happy with me. Now you substitute Swami, the physical form, with the self. That becomes self-confidence. That becomes self-satisfaction. That becomes everything. I mean, we did, so that's how Swami actually molded. He taught a lesson, and then He rewarded you for having followed that.
You know, it is like they say when you're when you have a cat or a kitten and it goes outside the house, to draw it back inside the house, you place that cat's favorite food in such a way that it'll following the food, it'll come into the house.
Okay.
Okay. And literally that's what Swami has done. Swami has got us addicted to the taste of pleasing Swami.
Correct.
So in the absence of Swami, we still want to please Him. And the only place where we can really find Him is within. So I think automatically that desire to please Him and desire to do things for His satisfaction turns us within.
Correct.
It's a process. And you know, talking about self-confidence, another beautiful analogy which Swami gives, you know, is Swami would say, the bird which is perched on a branch, okay, and when there's a storm, okay, everything is shaking and there is, the whole tree is swaying. But the bird is, you know, very, very casually sitting on the branch. There is no anxiety or fear in the bird. Swami said, why? Swami says, because the bird is not dependent on the branch. The bird is dependent on its wings.
Wow.
He said, it knows that any time it can take to flight.
Beautiful.
Swami said, that should be your self-confidence. Your self-confidence should not be based on anything around you or outside you. It should be on your inner self.
And He says this very clearly. Do you mean to say the one who has given you birth cannot sustain you? Why do you run behind food? So, you know, it really goes, you know, there is that incident when Swami was very young, when a very famous spiritual person came to, I think Swami was still in the Patha Mandir when he was still in, and
the villagers brought him to kind of challenge Swami. Right?
Yeah, they brought him to challenge Swami. And then he was not properly clothed, and Swami took a piece of cloth and gave it to him. And Swami said, why are you afraid? Why are you doubting that the person who has created you will not sustain you? All this stunt is only so that you feel safe and you feel wanted by the society. But He said, there again I think Swami mentioned that you go to any, and he has told that in many of his discourses, right, whether you are in the forest or you are in the midst of a jungle or you are in the city or in a village, wherever you are, God is always taking care of you. So that again leads back to self-confidence. So he says, you have confidence in the self, that the self that has given you birth will sustain you.
Beautiful. And you know, that's again what Swami is saying here. When Swami says the self, very wonderfully Swami puts that the one lettered I and the three lettered I.
Yes.
Swami says the three lettered I is the body. Mm-hmm. And that is not the self which I'm talking about. I'm talking about that one lettered I, which is there in everybody. And that's the beauty, you know. And Swami always talks about self-confidence, self-respect. Swami always emphasizes that it does not depend on your stature in life or your achievements in life. You know, that's exactly what Abraham Lincoln's mother told him. You know, imagine, he was a poor boy who didn't have a father, who didn't have the means to go through school with a comfortable life. But his mother told him that you can have self-respect. Which means it is irrespective of all these conditions. And that's what Swami is saying here. You can be a bhogi, you can be a rogi, you can be a yogi, but you still have the self.
Correct.
And so you can have self-confidence.
He says about some people may not have the three-letter I, and some may have cataract as well. I mean, to come down to this level and then explain to us, that's amazing. Then he goes on to unity in diversity.
Right.
Therefore, he says, all are one. Because there is this essential I in everybody, that unity. Therefore, he says, all are one. Ekam sat vibhra bhavda vandanti. So, he says, truth is one. The sages call it in various ways.
Right. In fact, you know, there was a discourse which we were going through a couple of days back. You know, Swami is saying, Swami was bringing out the beauty of creation. He said, no one entity is similar to the other.
Okay.
You will not be able to find even one organism which is in always similar to another organism.
Ha.
Swami said, that is the diversity. So Swami went on to say, so diversity is the most obvious thing in creation. Because it's there, it is there to see. You will never find, and diversity is the most obvious thing. Swami said, but man has the ability to see unity in that diversity. And that is what actually makes him stand apart. So Swami went on to say that if you are still going to be lost only in the diversity, what's the use of being a man? You know, Swami saying that that is how important it is to see the unity in diversity. Because not everybody can.
Correct. Nobody else can. So very beautifully then, after that unity in diversity, then he goes into that gopi and papi. How he says, the one who is behind annam is a papi, the one who is behind atma is a gopi.
Right. And another important instruction that Swami is giving here is, you know, unhealthy body gives rise to unhealthy thoughts.
Thoughts, correct.
And that is something which Swami used to emphasize even when he would talk to students, you know, in Trayi and all that. Because I remember when Swami was saying, Swami was once explaining why you should keep your bed sheet and your pillow cover clean. Swami was telling that to students.
Okay.
He said, because if you have a dirty pillow cover, you will get bad dreams. Swami said. And you know, it was such simple instructions then. You know, that is the beauty, as you were saying, what have we got as students. See, we never went into the details of why this will affect that. Or why this Swami is saying this. When Swami said, clean your pillow covers. For us, yeah, I can please Swami by cleaning my pillow cover. You know, I am following Swami
That's
by cleaning my bed sheet clean.
That's the point.
And so some of these profound spiritual practices became so easy for us. Exactly. Because we were doing it only to please Swami.
See, he always gave the example of a patient. The patient has to have full faith in the doctor. You need not go and start asking what is the chemical composition of the tablet, why this, why that. If you have faith in the doctor, it will cure you. So similarly, Swami was giving us the solution. We just had to take it. You know, talking of cleanliness, you know, there are discourses where Swami has given entire discourse based on one of the shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyataha sarvarambha parityagi yomad bhakta samepriyaha. So he says, who is the devotee who is close to me? Anapeksha shuchir. The shuchir is cleanliness. So that cleanliness, he goes, you know, speaks on length on how it is external as well as internal cleanliness. That is really amazing, because entire discourse he has given on this one shloka. It's just amazing. Who is there to explain things to us in this beautiful way? Then he goes on to follow the four F's.
Right.
Follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end and finish the game. I mean, all the four statements look as if you are on a war footing.
Mm.
Nothing is very calm and peaceful. And so what I would infer from this is that you are bound to face problems.
Right.
If you want to do right, you are bound to face issues. You are bound to face problems. But there again it comes back to self-confidence and self...
Right, you know, I mean, when you say that, it appears like, you know, when Swami is saying face the devil, which means the devil is there.
Mm.
You know, that is an alert to you. The devil will be there, it will come in front of you, you face it.
Face it.
Swami is saying follow the master.
Mm.
You know, that is Swami giving strength. Remember that always the master will be there to follow you, to lead you.
Correct.
And you have to follow him. Mm. There Swami is giving confidence.
Mm.
And Swami is telling fight till the end. That is again what you have to do.
Mm.
What are you to do? You have to keep fighting till the end. And Swami is saying, finish the game.
Mm.
You should not rest till the game is over.
I mean, I think there are discourses where Swami has linked the four Purusharthas to the four Fs.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, follow the master. That is follow Atma.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Dharma. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha are the four Purusharthas. Follow the master, that is follow the Atma in a dharmic way. That is the dharma, that is your dharma which you are supposed to do.
Right.
So that is dharma, following the conscience. Artha is face the devil.
Mm-hmm.
See, because money can, unless you earn money in the dharmic way, money can give you ego as well. And you can be egoistic and then it will, you know, it will rob you of your discrimination power. So he says artha. So what you have to do is face the devil. Face the devil means that artha, that wealth, you should make sure that you are earning it in the rightful way. Then fight till the end. Kama. He says dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Fight till the end is actually kama. What you have to do is these desires that keep coming to you, the thoughts that keep coming to you, you have to fight till the end. It will keep coming again and again. You have to fight till the end. So there again he says, be vigilant. Fight till the end. You have to, as you just said, that means you have to fight. It's not a very nice, rosy path. Again he says, always be careful. Tasmat jagrata, tasmat jagrata. And you have to fight. And then finish the game. Moksha. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha are linked to follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end, finish the game.
Amazing. Really.
So, that is what.
So, I think that's the clip which we played over 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play the next clip, or maybe a 4 or 5 minute clip
yes,
of
I
the
think
next part of the discourse?
Yes.
We will listen to it.
For whatever period of time we live, however much of science
we have,
whatever authority and power you may get,
one day or the other,
you have to realize your real truth.
ఇలాంటి సత్యాన్ని ఎప్పటికో తెలుసుకోవాల్సింది, ఇప్పటికే తెలుసుకో.
ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజ్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ సమ్
ఎప్పటికప్పుడే నీవు గుర్తించుకో.
రికగ్నైజ్ యాజ్ అండ్
ఎప్పటికప్పటికే నీవు జాగ్రత్తగా ఉండు.
బి అవేర్ ఎవ్రీ మూమెంట్
భగవత్ యొక్క అనుగ్రహం కానీ, భగవంతుని యొక్క ఆగ్రహం కానీ, భగవంతుని యొక్క ప్రేమ కానీ, భగవంతుని యొక్క ఆశీర్వాదములు కానీ ఏ నిమిషంలో ఎప్పుడు ఎక్కడ ఏ విధంగా లభిస్తుందో.
గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్, గాడ్స్ యాంగర్, గాడ్స్ లవ్, ఇన్ వాట్ మూమెంట్ హౌ ఇట్ బిఫాల్స్ యూ, యూ డు
భౌతికమైన లౌకికమైన ప్రపంచమునందు కొన్ని కొన్ని మనకు తెలుస్తుంటాయి, అర్థమవుతుంటాయి.
ఇన్ ది ఫిజికల్ వరల్డ్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ టు నో సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ ఈజీలీ.
కనుక ఆధ్యాత్మికంలో ఏది కూడా మనకు తెలియదు, అర్థం కాదు.
In spiritual world, it is difficult to understand the subtleties. Therefore, we should go on. If we are ready to enjoy life every moment, it confers.
రాబో ఏ దాని నిమిత్తమై విచారం చేయకూడదు.
Do not worry about the unborn.
గడిచిపోయిన దానిని ఏ మాత్రమే విచింతించకూడదు.
Do not worry about the dead past.
Past is past. అన్ని passing clouds, passing clouds, passing clouds.
Consider all these things as
ఈ ప్రపంచంలో ఒక వస్తువు కాని, ఒక వ్యక్తి కాని, ఒక విషయం కాని శాశ్వతమైనది ఒక్కటి కూడా లేదు.
There is no object, no matter, no individual who is permanent. దీని
పేరే జగత్.
The name of this world itself is జగత్.
జగత్, జగత్. రావటం పోవటమే దీని యొక్క పేరు.
జగత్ మీన్స్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్. దిస్ ఈ
సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించుకుని మనం ఎందుకు విచారం చేయాలి?
వన్స్ యు నో దిస్ ట్రూత్, వై షుడ్ యు వరీ?
కనుక ఈ యొక్క విచారం మనకి ఏమాత్రం కూడా అవకాశం అందించరాదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో రూమ్ ఫార్ వరీంగ్ అట్ ఆల్.
అప్పుడే మానవత్వము తగినటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని పొందడానికి అర్హత చేకూరుతుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ విల్ అక్వైర్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు రియలైజ్ డివినిటీ ఇన్ హిమ్.
ఒక్క మానవత్వం తప్ప అన్య జీవులకు ఈ యొక్క అవకాశం లేదు.
Excepting for man, no other living being has an opportunity like this.
దీనికి ఆహార విహారములే మూల కారణం.
ఫర్ దిస్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ ఆర్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
జగత్తునందు పుట్టినటువంటి 84 లక్షల జీవరాశుల లోపల కూడా
అమంగ్ 84 లక్షల్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ విచ్
93,99,999 తమ యొక్క సహజాహారాన్ని తాను అనుభవిస్తున్నాయి.
83,99,999
ఆర్ బౌండ్ బై దేర్ ఓన్ నేచర్. పశుపక్షి మృగాదులను భగవంతుడు అందించేటువంటి సహజాహారాన్ని అందుకుంటున్నాయి.
ఆల్ దీస్ బీస్, బర్డ్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా టేక్ ది ఫుడ్ విచ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ బై గాడ్.
అధికమైనటువంటి జబ్బులు చేరటం లేదు.
Therefore they are not suffering any type of diseases.
కానీ మానవుని యొక్క జిహ్వ చాపల్యం చేతనే వీడు అనేక రకమైనటువంటి రుచులకు మరిగి దీనిని కల్పితమైనటువంటి పక్వాలుగా మార్చుకుంటూ వస్తున్నాడు.
Swayed by the taste of the tongue, man is trying to change the natural food into various types of delicious food.
పాకం చేయాలి, నా టేస్ట్ నిమిత్తమే కుర్మాలు బర్మాలు అన్ని చేసుకోవాలి.
ఫర్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ యువర్ ఓన్ టేస్ట్ యూ హావ్ టు ప్రిపేర్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్.
కానీ వాడి ఆయు ప్రమాణం ఎంత బర్న్ అయిపోతుందో వాడు యోచన చేసుకోవటం లేదు.
బట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ బాదర్డ్ టు థింక్ అబౌట్ ది లాంగ్విటీ అండ్ హౌ లాంగ్ హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు లివ్.
ఇందులో కూడాను మన ఆహార నిమిత్తమైన దీంట్లోపల కూడాను
ఈవెన్ విత్ రెఫరెన్స్ టు ఫుడ్
కూరగాయలు ఆహారం తినేటువంటి వారికి తక్కువ జబ్బులుగా వస్తున్నాయి.
పీపుల్ హూ టేక్ మోర్ వెజిటబుల్స్ ఆర్ సబ్జెక్టెడ్ టు లెస్ ఆఫ్ డిసీజెస్.
ఇది కూరగాయలు లేకుండా మాంసాహారం చేసేటువంటి వారికి ఎక్కువ జబ్బులు వస్తున్నాయి.
ద నాన్ వెజిటేరియన్స్ గెట్ మోర్ డిసీజెస్.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది రీజన్?
ఆ యొక్క మానవునికి సమన్వయమైనటువంటి ఆహారమే వానికి సరియైన బ్యాలెన్స్ ఇస్తుంటారు.
దిస్ vegetarian food alone gives that type of balanced food which is required by man.
This is human body. This is animal body.
That is animal body from which
ee rendittiki sariyinattu yokka cherika kudaradu.
It is difficult to bring about a balance.
Edo doctors cheptuntaru protein anta deentlo untuntadi bhujinchandi pushtiga avutarani. Idi kevalamu vaari balahinatale.
Doctors when they say that this mutton has
trage paallo pushti leda andulo protein leda perugulo protein leda kurgayallo protein leda bedallo protein leda protein ekkadaina untundali sadhyamainta varaku.
Protein is not merely available in mutton, it is available in every type of vegetable in dog.
Idi kevalamu sharirikamainatu anarogyame kaakunda manasika sambandhamaina anarogyanni kuda penchutunnayi.
It not merely brings about the diseases of the body, but even diseases of the mind are brought about by the
mind. Kaluka mana mind etta potunda ante food to head to God. Ee moodintiki sambandham.
There was a short clip, but you know, very important points Swami is making there. The first thing was Swami was telling, you know, the need to be alert all the time.
Alert.
You know, jagrata, jagrata, Swami says. And the point that Swami is saying there is, even when it comes to God's grace, you should always be alert.
Very true.
You never know when it will come. In fact, that is the thing, you know, when Swami speaks about sadhana, when Swami speaks about human effort, it always keeps you in a state of preparedness.
Correct.
That when you receive it, that you will be able to make good use of that gift.
It's almost like, you know, sometimes Swami says, be alert and chant the name of the Lord always, because you never know when your
last moment comes.
When your last moment comes. Because he tells that humorous story of how one of the businessmen
names all his children,
Rama, Krishna, Govinda, Madhava, and different names. Because he said, at the end, I'm anyway going to call one of them. And he finishes calling all his sons. And then he calls one fellow and says, how is the business? And immediately he dies. So that's why Lord Krishna says that if you have the name of the Lord at the last moment, you get realization. But to be able to have that thing, you have to think of him all through. So that's exactly the point. Mm-hmm. He says you should be alert all the time because you do not know when God's grace and love and benediction will be showered upon you.
You know, I remember whenever I think of this, what Narasimhamurthy sir used to tell, you know, the former warden of Vrindavan campus.
Mm-hmm.
He was working in the Mudhanalli Lok Seva Trust then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has become the campus of the university.
Mm-hmm.
When he was working there, Swami had put him as one of the in charges of that place.
Mm-hmm.
During one of the Swami's visits to Mudhanalli,
mm-hmm.
Swami gave him that offer. Will you come off to Prashanthi Nilayam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was the moment he said he was waiting for so many years.
Oh.
He was saying that when will Swami call me and keep me in his presence? Okay, Swami asked him, will you come to Prashanthi Nilayam? He said, yes Swami, I'm waiting. Then Swami asked him, how much time will you take? And he said, Swami, give me 10 minutes. And Swami said, 10 minutes, Chala. In 10 minutes, you'll be you'll be done. Swami said, yes, Swami, give me 10 minutes. By the time you get into your car, I'll be there. And you know, that was a state of preparedness. He was there. And Swami was so happy. And you know, and we know how much Swami showered on him after that. And that is the kind of preparedness I think Swami expects from each one of us. That any time when Swami catches you and you're ready, you know, to receive what Swami is gracefully giving
Amazing.
Us.
So that point where he says, be alert. And then he just goes on to say that, don't brood over the past. And past is past. Don't brood over it.
And what Swami says is very beautiful. Swami is taking the word Jagat, that which goes and comes.
Mm-hmm.
And what Swami is saying after that, knowing this truth, why should you worry at all?
Correct.
When you know it is unreal, when you know it is coming and going, why should, you know, the haves and have nots that come, that you go through in life affect you? It's almost like saying, if you're going through a role as a beggar, if you're acting, and somebody comes and tells you that it's only a drama, man, after 1 hour, you'll be out of it, then the ease with which you will carry out the role will be close to perfection.
Correct.
You know, that's what Swami is saying. That
this itself
I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, you're not this. You're beyond the suffering and the joy you're going through.
Now, with lot of gusto and lot of energy, he would say, you go to a military hotel and you ask for idli, sambar, you will not get it. But you go to a Brahmin hotel and you ask for mutton. So he says, when you come to the earth itself, there is a big board on the nameplate and it says, Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. So he says, Anityam Asukam Lokam is the title. And you come to this world and then you try to ask for. That's very beautiful.
Right. Then Swami again, you know, reiterates this point that among so many millions of species,
84 lakhs,
so many lakhs of species, man alone is given the ability to search for divinity. At the same time, man alone has this problem of refinement in taste, if I could put it softly like that. You know, Swami says that is what is leading man to explore, you know, more of. Explore more and taken him away from his natural food habits. Swami says, you're, you know, kurma, barma, Swami puts it. You're trying to cook more and...
No, but the link is also very beautiful because he says, we are losing out on this discrimination because of ahara vihara. So that's how he actually links it to the ahara. And then from there he goes on to say that only we would like to cook our food. And he says, who says vegetarian food is not strong, giving you the required strength and protein? In fact, you know, in a very jovial way, Swami would often say, what does Sai Geeta eat?
You can forget Sai Geeta. I think there cannot be a better example than this than Swami.
Correct.
You know, how much energy Swami had, and we know how little Swami ate, because there's few opportunities we had to... We had where we could see Swami eating. We knew how very little Swami ate, and the energy which he had was tremendous, and none of us could match that energy. And you know, that is what Swami is saying, that these are all our ideas that this kind of food will give us more energy, and this kind of foods will give us more strength.
And he ends this segment with a very powerful observation that the non-vegetarian food, it affects the mind as well.
Very true.
That is where he ends this clip. I think the next clip will actually connect up to this and say how it actually affects the mind.
Right. And very beautiful, and I'm very eager to go to the next one, but the time here in the studio doesn't permit that, and Bishu is here for his next segment, and I'm sure that is going to be as exciting as this one. And the entire day, dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed all the programs which we've been offering to you on this beautiful Thursday, and do stay tuned to listen to the last segment, Outside Inside Deep Inside, hosted by Radio Sai's Bishu, and bringing this segment of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam to a close, and thanking Swami for this opportunity once again, and Sai Prakash and myself offer our humble pranams and Swami's lotus feet. So do stay tuned. In just a few moments from now, Bishu will join you for his last episode.